You know, maybe the hamster didn't cause 9/11, but at the time, we didn't know that.
Well. Are you guys recording?
Yeah, we're recording. Let's do a clap sync.
All right.
3, 1.
Thank you.
2.
I'm really lonely.
Welcome to the first podcast. I'm your guest host, Asterios Kogodos. With me, as always, is Sarantia.
Who's Andrew Yang.
Andrew Yang.
And I'm here to talk about not healthcare, because no one will ask me a fucking question about anything except the fact that I have an autistic son.
They did ask him about that right away, didn't they?
They did!
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
I know, it's weird. Ask him about his adorable teddy bear suit. He looks like, okay, hey guys, hey, what's up? Andrew Yang looks like, he looks like a little kid crammed into his best suit for a funeral for his own campaign.
I didn't know he had freckles. The light is so bright, you can't see Bernie's wrinkles. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, they really washed him out. It's great. Bernie looks like he got photoshopped.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Joe?
Maybe he was just wearing a mask.
No, Joe, just let them do the podcast for us. Just let them go.
Okay.
We were trying to help, but now I guess we'll talk to you guys. No. You start the show. Sorry, I'll back off.
Well, he kind of already started it for us, but that's fine. Yeah, let's go ahead and introduce ourselves.
Thank you very much for joining us, Asterios and Sarantia. It is an honor to be speaking with you tonight. And with me, as always, I have Lars. And
Lars,
my name
you're
is
supposed
Joe.
To say hi. Like, he tossed the ball right to you.
That's the gag, dude. That's what we've done on the last, like, 20 episodes.
Well,
ooh,
it's...
way to
well,
out yourself as a... fake
ooh,
fan.
Fake fan.
Where's your fishnet gloves, poser? Eat shit. Yeah, that guy, you had an emo phase. Hell yeah.
So are you guys recording right now from like basement? I'm picturing like spider webs.
Hell, actually. We are in hell.
We're recording from a Halloween town, yes.
We are recording from Amy Klobuchar's closet. It is disgusting in here. This shit has not been cleaned since she was a viable candidate for president.
Wait, Asterios, weren't you on this podcast before?
Yeah, but I don't remember it. I was drunk as hell. Now I'm sober.
Oh. No, you said you're drinking coffee. Was that just like a code word for your crippling alcohol addiction at the time, or what?
Well, listen, buddy, when you turn 18, you'll realize that sometimes coffee does have other accoutrements inside of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Irish coffee. Okay.
The word coffee stands for Kahlua, ouzo,
keep going.
French wine.
You can do it.
Oh shit, let me think.
French champagne.
Okay, French champagne. And
there's two E's. Oh boy.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Extra
alcohol.
Extra vodka.
Extra vodka. God damn it. Oh my God.
An excellent whiskey.
Oh, Jesus. Alcohol. Somebody in the chat says.
An alcohol.
Well, let's just say E stands for Malort. Just like a quick shout out to the Thought Cops boys.
I'm just going to say right now, people, the moment someone learns about Malort, it's all they fucking talk about. And it's just like, shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry. I'm really going to out myself as a cash here. What is Malort?
You tried it.
No, I smelled it and yeah. I pretended to take a shot of it. But nice. But what is it? Is it liqueur?
It's like embalming fluid.
It's like Brenvin.
Really?
If that's a reference.
Brenvin?
Brenvin.
Whale.
Yeah, that's Icelandic whale liquor, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That, Yeah, I think Malort is named after the sound that you involuntarily make after you take a sip of it, like Malort. So that's where that comes from.
Yeah. Sounds like an automatopoeia.
Malort. And also, and I'd like to just I'm so sorry to make you do just a tiny bit of work, but I'd like you to play right now the sound that Kelsey Grammer makes when he falls off the stage in that famous YouTube clip, because he does go, Malort, as he falls off stage.
Who the fuck is Kelsey Grammer?
Frasier.
What the fuck is Frasier?
Oh, baby, I hear the bills are calling, toss salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. You know, Frasier.
You can say words at me all day, and it's not going to change the fact that I was not allowed to watch television in the 90s.
You missed.
All right, Asterios.
It was a classic upstairs, downstairs farce. But yeah, sorry.
Asterios, I got it queued up. Here we go.
Trip through It's a Small World, pretending I was a UN interpreter.
Malort. See? He says Malort.
I will admit, it does sound like he says Malort.
Mm-hmm. Was that mad?
I'm ready to admit defeat.
No, that's right. Him really falling down. It's great. It's great. In just two syllables, you hear an entire career's worth of dignity escape through his mouth.
Did you guys have any really good poops lately? Any eagle?
Oh, yeah. Good question.
Eagle style poops or anything like that?
That's a great question. You know, our bathroom is really formatted for, like, it is the original eagle poop toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, we, as you know, we live in New York, so obviously our apartment is very small.
Yep.
And the counter of our bathroom sink and the wall are both within, like, you can touch both simultaneously mm-hmm. with both of your hands. I am getting so many emails, Asterios, Joe, and Lars, about this eagle shitting. Everybody's doing it. It's the Sriracha influence. Everybody is doing it and emailing me over and over again saying how they like it, but they're afraid that they're going to either fall and break every one of their bones or permanently fuck up.
Can you describe the method?
Are they sending are they sending you pictures or what's going on with that?
No, they're sending me tales.
Okay.
They're sending me
like animal tales?
No, Joe, like stories.
Oh, okay.
They're sending me firsthand accounts of their eagle shittery.
Can you describe the method, the procedure?
Yes, the method, for those of you that don't know, I call it shitting like an eagle. I discovered this in Indonesia when I arrived at my hotel and the toilet was just a literal shithole. It was a hole in the ground that you had to squat over. And let me tell you, I had the best bowel movements of my entire life.
Oh.
When I just squat. Yeah, I know you're laughing. Like, the American way is to laugh at things that are different. But I'm telling you, man, just try it once. Like,
it's the metric system of evacuating your bowels.
It really is. Just how you do it is you put both of your feet on the rim of your toilet. If you're a cash, you can try going outside and just in the dead of night. That's like diet eagle shitting. Mm-hmm. It's just taking a poop outside while you're squatting.
So on the seat, or the seat is up or down?
The seat is down.
Okay.
Well, no. The seat is up because you told me, don't squat on the seat, you'll break the seat.
But you're going to fall in if you don't squat on the seat.
I squat on the rim.
You squat on the rim?
Yeah.
You told me not to
squat on the seat. Look, you're tiny. You could squat on the seat all you want. Big boys, itty bitty boys with a bow tie.
I need to know the weight limit of that toilet seat. Now.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the weight limit is not calculated squatting. So I lift the toilet seat up. And look, I saw a guy the other day on Reddit say, Asterios, be very, very careful. These toilets are not built to support your entire body weight. I've seen videos of these toilets shattering, and the porcelain becomes like 1,000 knives that immediately, you immediately fall into like a bunch of knives. Mm-hmm. It's worth it to take a good, long, uninterrupted, never been cleaner shit.
I would recommend, if you're not in a place where you could take a dump outside, like if you live in a city and you have a sense of shame, I would recommend trying it as either a university or a gym, because did you know, I learned this when I was in college, the toilets at universities are like special toilets that can never break.
No matter
what you flush down them.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, have I never talked about this?
No, not to me.
That sounds like a lie.
No.
How did you hear about that? Was it Facebook?
You did research or?
I've learned about this from my RA.
Oh.
It's supported by things people have told me,
okay.
Which is really, like, Listen,
gotta be true.
You wake up in the morning, you put your key in your car, and you have faith that the car will start. You don't know how cars work. Nobody knows how cars work.
No,
but
how could somebody know something like that?
Exactly. It's sheer faith. And I have sheer faith in what I've been told about gym and university toilets, that they are stronger, they are a separate breed of toilet, and they are never breakable.
Probably casino toilets, too.
Oh, my God. Because here's the thing. At a casino, you have unlimited money. But you know what you can't buy? You can't buy a machine that erases the sight of an old person being impaled on a broken toilet, causing no seniors to come to your casino again. Mm-hmm. I bet those are bulletproof Kevlar toilets like the ones they have in Air Force One.
Kevlar toilets.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, would it be not as good to just use a squatty potty? Or does that not give you the same effect as actually squatting Fall Eagle on the rim?
I have used the squatty potty and I have used the literal shithole toilet. And I do believe that squatting is a different experience. I have no science or data to back up why, but it feels like I'm getting more out.
A squatty potty, you are halfway there. It's like with a squatty potty, you're essentially bringing the floor to you. When you squat shit like an eagle, you bring your ass to the floor where it belongs. Put it on the floor. Get it low, 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 low.
Can I offer a rebuttal here to all of you insane people? Okay, so...
Yes.
It's your show.
yes, it is my show.
I wouldn't even ask permission.
You can try to offer a rebuttal, but good luck. Yeah. We're prepared for anything.
Okay,
I'm on Team Eagle now, and I haven't even tried it.
Try this, fucker. Okay, so... Do you guys just, all struggle with pooping or something? Because I feel like when I poop, every single time, it's a fully successful endeavor. And you're talking about...
Oh, well, listen to Mr. Eats Vegetables. La-di-da.
I have a terrible diet.
My entire
Are you
diet
kidding
is
me?
Pop-Tarts and coffee. Fiddle-dee-dee.
Lars, do you mind if I call you Lars?
Well, my name's Joe, but yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mixed up who's talking.
But he did not say he minded. So now there's two Larses.
Yeah, go ahead and call me Lars. That's fine.
That's why their show is called The Two Larses.
Yes.
I can't believe that's what you call your show. Joe, how old are you?
That was actually Lars. This is Joe. We're Lars and Joe.
You sound incredibly similar to one another.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
You know, but you're not the first one that said that.
You're like NPR and NPS.
We're like CNN and CWW, which is
mine made sense.
GTA version.
RQRS. It's okay. Anyway,
what
Sarantha,
I'm trying to say is when you get old, bad things start happening with your body.
That's true.
Oh, I forgot you guys are like super boomers.
Yep.
We are. Like, sometimes...
Okay, us, is what I say. I'm sorry, please continue.
Sometimes your comedy department keeps fucking interrupting you when you're trying to get a coherent thought out.
Yep.
Sometimes you smoke weed and go to bed and you just wake up sad for no reason the next day. Just your body starts doing bizarre things to try to convince you not to keep living like an animal.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things is you spend more time in the bathroom. When you hit 30, you will squat like an eagle because you'll remember this conversation.
All right.
And you will thank me. You will write me an email, porkchatter@protonmail.com.
By the way, you can tell the difference on the Discord by seeing whose blip is going off. Like you see right now where it says co-host Joe, the blip is going off. That's me, Joe.
And then right now it says co-host Lars.
No, but if people wanted to tune into these live, by the way, Joe, how can they do that?
Don't you mean Lars?
Yes, I do, Joe.
So basically, they would go to discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com to tune into these live and listen to guests like Asterios, Kokonos, and Sarantha.
Discord.t1podcast.com.
That's a much better ad read than last time.
What was the ad last time?
You were the one who gave the ad reads last time, Asterios.
Last time they were both just like, I don't know, I guess you can get a VPN or maybe not. Anyway, here's a promo code. Bye. And then you literally heard one of them fall asleep.
Asterios, you did the ad reads on the last episode.
No, he did the ad read because we were so bad at it.
Okay.
Don't you remember?
Okay.
Yeah, now who's the poser? Little Miss Fishnet Gloves.
All right, I guess I, Joe, am the poser. Sorry.
I'm also a poser. Are you kidding me? You know that Madonna song Vogue? It's mostly about me.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, really good ad read. I really liked it.
Thank
you. Proud of you guys.
By the way, I was listening to one of your guys' podcast episodes, and Sirius, you were talking about how you can get like a $90 bird, but it doesn't do anything.
Yes.
But I wasn't able to finish the episode. Did you get the bird?
No, unfortunately, I didn't.
Ooh.
We have decided, I think, on a teal.
A cockatiel.
But we have to get two, right? Because one of them will commit suicide out of loneliness.
No, those are lovebirds.
They sell single lovebirds?
Yeah, they do.
That's terrible.
That's really
depressing.
There should
be a law that says, that is incredibly depressing. There should be a law that says you can only sell these in pairs.
No, they get legit depressed. Lovebirds do if you don't have two lovebirds. But teals, I've heard that teals, if you don't have two teals, your teal might fall in love with you.
Right.
Because they think that you are their flock mates. And that leads to more biting because you won't mate with them and they get frustrated. And also more singing because male cockatiels, how they alert the female that they want to do the cloaca rub with them is they sing to them. So if you notice your bird constantly singing to you, it means, hey, I really want to see what your genitals look like.
And it can just lead to mixed feelings. Like for the from the bird's perspective, it's like you're hot and you're cold, you know, like
you're yes, then you're no.
Just mixed emotions.
Well, especially because a lot of people rub the birds on their little heads that give them little scritches behind the ear holes, scientifically speaking. And that is a mating behavior.
No, you got it the opposite way. Parrots allow grooming between flock members from about where the bird's neck would be up, but anywhere else means I want to bang you. So people that are like scratching their birds on their tummies are telling the birds that they want to bang them, and the bird gets horny and then gets picked up, pissed off when you don't mate with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I'm trying to think of the human equivalent to this behavior.
Blue balling?
Yeah, it's like you're blue balling your blue parrot. It's terrible. Poor guy. Yeah. I think we should just get six teals. Because look, here's what I think. Honestly, taking care of one bird is already such a fucking hassle that it's like, more bird, fine. What would it be? A bigger cage? More seed? Who gives a shit? I want like a flock. I want to be able to have three on each arm.
A flock of teal.
That's what I want. Do you guys disagree?
No, it makes sense.
Disagree with like your taste in what pets you want and stuff? Like that's fine.
No, the idea of more bird. It's like the difficulty curve goes down with additional birds. It's like okay,
of course,
going from zero birds to one bird is a huge hassle. You can't go on vacation anymore unless you bring that bird. But, like, I don't know, two birds, three birds? Well, you can't go on a vacation anymore because you bring those two birds. Who cares? You weren't going on a vacation anywhere. If you went on a vacation, your birds will probably die of loneliness without you or some bullshit.
Did you know that it is legal to bring a bird on your carry-on luggage?
It's legal?
Really?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's great.
Can it fly within the cabin?
Let me explain. It is legal in the absolute loosest sense of the word, but like the standards that your bird must meet are absolutely insane. They're so high that I'm convinced that no bird could ever fly. Like the bird needs to be completely silent through the entire flight.
So it's basically illegal.
Yes, essentially, yes.
What do they do if the bird starts talking?
Then they throw it out the window.
They kill the bird?
They flush it down the toilet like they did with that hamster on Spirit Airlines.
Oh, that's fucked up. You guys remember that?
Yeah, that's pretty much the entire story.
Oh my God, do you guys not remember the hamster thing?
No, I never heard about that.
There was a hamster. A woman made it through TSA check with her hamster. And I guess on the phone, the Spirit Airlines told her that she could bring the hamster on the plane. But then when she got to the gate was like, no, you can't bring the hamster on the plane. So she's like, what am I supposed to do? And allegedly, the gate agent told her to break the hamster's neck and flush it down the toilet.
What?
And she did it.
What? Why?
I don't. That's all I know about this story, brother. And then she sued.
Yeah.
Didn't she just say she did it and then put it in her pocket and go back to her seat?
That is the first thing that I said after I heard that story.
Wait, so she sued after breaking the neck, like she did the thing and then she sued them?
Yes. To be fair, she was told to by a stranger.
I mean, she was told by Spirit Airlines that she could bring the goddamn hamster on the plane.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not the I was making a joke. I was saying, well, of course you broke her hamster's neck. A stranger told her to. And therefore, you have to listen to a stranger who tells you to murder your pet.
Asterios, you laugh. But do you realize how easy it is to get kicked off of a fucking plane or an airport? Yeah. You have to be on your best goddamn behavior at the airport. Yeah.
It's not like it's a kitten, it's just a hamster.
Yeah, I feel like I would, I'll be on my best behavior, but like if I bring my cat to the airport and they tell me to just like shoot it in the face, I'm not going to comply.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, it's just a hamster. It's just a hamster. It's not like it's a cat or a dog. Okay, I'm going to add some more details to this story. The hamster has a name, and that name is Mr. Whiskers.
Oh, no.
And the hamster has a little hat. It's got a little fez on. This is like a little Shriner hamster. And it has a little cart like those Shriners have. And the hamster raises money for kids like the Shriners do every year. It's more Shriner than hamster. Will you snap its neck to get on a Spirit Airlines flight?
Yeah, that's the most offensive part about this is that this flight could not have been more than like $300.
Yeah, Jesus fucking Christ. Just fly something else. Or just let the hamster go free in the airport. There's super pretzels there. It'll have the time of its life.
I would have thrown the cage in the garbage and then put the hamster in my purse. Like, fuck that. Why did you listen? But also, fuck you, Spirit Airlines.
I know. Everybody sucks in this scenario, but us.
Wait, Sorrentia, I thought 30 seconds ago you were defending the TSA agent for saying that she should break her neck and that she should comply.
Absolutely the fuck not. No goddamn way. Spirit Airlines told her when this woman called and asked, can I bring my hamster on the plane? And they told her yes. And that's the only reason she brought it through. I do not think she should have broken the hamster's neck, obviously, because I'm not a fucking animal.
Wait, Sirancha, a second ago, you just said, she is right to have broken the neck.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Hold on. Let's rewind it. Zoom, 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 zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom. Snap the hamster's neck. Give it the old 1-2 twist-a-roo.
Well, listen, 15 minutes ago was another time. I reserve the right to change my opinion as new information comes up. You know, maybe the hamster didn't cause 9/11, but at the time, we didn't know that.
Well,
here's how I know this whole story's fake, because she got someone on the phone at Spirit Airlines. That's impossible.
That's impossible. That's literally like dialing, and the chances are greater of dialing your phone and getting God on the other line.
Yes,
basically,
that's exactly right.
God himself or herself.
You know what's not impossible though, Joe?
Hmm.
Is a free book from Audible.
Yes, this is good. They're getting so good at this.
I can't believe it. A free book from Audible. How on earth? How on earth, Lars?
How do you get it? You go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Yes.
And then what?
Asterios, do you want to mock our ad now? Be a total dick like last time?
I swear to God, I really like what you guys are doing. I told Sorrentia before this, like, as a joke, I'll probably make fun of their ad reads. Like, it'll be like a fun callback. But, like, yeah. I'm not going to fake it. I think you guys are doing great.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Any words, anything we could improve on?
I mean, I could still do a better ad than you guys, but that doesn't mean you're not doing a good job. It's like Jose Canseco's a great batter, you know, but he's no Barry Bonds. Well, that's life.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Asterios, have you read any good books recently or ever?
Let's see. Yeah.
That sounded way ruder than I meant to.
That's fine. You guys are cool.
Have you ever read a book, Asterios?
Do you know how to read, Asterios?
Have you ever picked up a book?
I'm joining your guys' Patreon right now as I'm talking.
Okay, cool.
Just because I really appreciate that you guys are putting more time into looks like you don't have permission to pledge to Lars and Joe.
What the fuck? Why did you ban Asterios from your Patreon?
Huh.
We didn't.
Hold
that's
on.
Weird.
No,
I have to add a new payment method. Oh, that's a problem. Okay, I'll add a credit card or something. All right, but anyway, I'll get you right. I mean, okay, so I guess I think a really good book to listen to as an audiobook is it's weird. It's if you have any like super comedy fans in the audience who like Mr. Show. The guys from Mr. Show, Bob Odenkirk and David Cross, put out a book of unproduced screenplays that they pitched around Hollywood. The book's called Hollywood Said No, like the rejected movies of Mr. Show. And if you read the book, it's fine. But the audiobook is actually incredible. They get a full they get the full cast of actors from Mr. Show and the musical accompanist from Mr. Show, Evan Schletter. And they like literally bring these movies to life. So it's like the rare book where the audiobook is much better.
You know what's another book where the audiobook is much better?
Yeah.
Guerrilla Mindset by Mike Cernovich, because it is narrated by Mike Cernovich. I swear to God, I'm not making that up. The official audiobook is narrated by Mike Cernovich.
Let me tell you, Michael Cernovich.
If that is not a testament to that man's pure, uncut, black tar confidence, that Mike Cernovich was sat down and said, okay, I need somebody to read my audiobook, no better person on earth than me, then I don't know how to convince you how to not read this book.
Also, fuck that guy. But yeah, guys, if you want to get either of these books for free, guys, free. You just sign up for the trial. You can cancel at any time. Free.
And if you already have an Amazon account, you're already going to be logged in when you type in audibletrial.com/T1podcast. All you have to do is click like accept.
It's the easiest sponsor in the world. Come on, guys. Get a free audiobook. Try out Audible on our behalf. Tell them we sent you for a free book today, free newspaper subscriptions, and more. audibletrial.com/T1podcast. Let's get on with the show, because the two boomers that are on here with us need to go to bed soon.
This is Michael Cernovich asking you to download my new book, Guerrilla Mind.
My audio read by Sylvester the fucking cat.
Suffering fuck a chat. These liberals.
This book sucks.
These lib cucks and their cucks call us. These lib cucks need to be cucked. Michael Cernovich.
Oh, that reminds me of a certain album.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, quick question.
Yes.
And the answer may very well be no. Do you have any updates on that situation?
Oh, on the trial? All that shit? On the court case?
Is it all done, or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever talked about it on a show, but hold on, I'm trying to put in my credit card number so I can join your Patreon.
Okay.
Oh, give me 1 second.
In the meantime, I have a question for Sarancha.
Yes, sir.
Can you describe the worst thing that your mom has ever cooked? Because I know she's an awful cook, right?
Yes, absolutely. The worst food, as in the worst tasting food, or the worst experience that I've ever had eating her cooking? Because believe it or not, they are two different experiences.
Whichever you think is gonna be, whichever you want to tell, I'm okay with.
Okay, let me tell you a tale. So I have a cousin named Lindsay, and one time when I was 8 years old, I remember this clear as a fucking bell, like it happened yesterday. We were sitting at dinner, me, my brother, and my cousin. And it was Halloween. It was the night we were all in our costumes. We were ready to go out trick-or-treating. There's nothing we wanted to do but get on that road and get begging for candy. But my mom told me that we could not go out trick-or-treating until we finished our dinner, which was just a big old slab of salmon, barely cooked, broiled with the skin still on it. Very appetizing meal for an 8-year-old.
Boiled?
So I remember sitting there, and of course I scarfed this food down as fast as possible, like a dog eating chow, because I wanted to get my full-size bars before they ran out. Mm-hmm. My cousin kept sitting there, and she sat there, and she was like, I don't feel good. I don't want to eat. And I'm like, Lindsay, shut the fuck up. Just fucking eat it. What the fuck is wrong with you? And she kept there and kept like shoveling food in her mouth and crying. And the whole time, me and my brother and my mom were sitting there like, what are you doing? You are wasting all trick-or-treat night. You need to eat faster. Long story short, that's the night we found out my cousin is allergic to fish.
Oh.
Wow. By the way, we just got a new patron, Asterios Kokonos.
Thank you for joining our Patreon.
Thank you.
I have to say, because I was telling Sarancha about your show earlier today. She was like, what the hell is this? Is this another one of those stupid fucking podcasts where two idiot Zoomers sit in their kitchen and talk about Gundam every other fucking stupid podcast where it's just like, oh, welcome to Gundam Guys. Welcome to Gundam Gossip.
Gundam, that sounds like a reference I would make right off the bat.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, no, these two guys actually put work into their show. They research the guests. They have, like, relevant questions ready to go. I was like, this is probably the only podcast we're going to be on for a long time.
Then I donated $100 to the ASPCA.
Wait, what?
How does what you just said relate to what I'm saying?
Because you're making up made up I thought we were just making up made up bullshit.
I told you that earlier today.
I didn't say that. Think about the Gundam.
No. Are you super drunk right now? Or are you only hearing half the words I'm saying?
No, I'm listening.
I said, unlike every other podcast, which is entirely about Gundams, these guys have a good podcast where they, like, know their guests.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Great.
We don't have a gun. Do we have a Gundam podcast?
No, but you just said that I said, is this another fucking stupid podcast where we all talk about Gundams? Which I did not say. I just
that is a lot of it. That is a large. We're about to get to the Gundam part.
That does sound like something you would say.
Oh, I like the Gundams where they all have to play sports and all the robots are from different countries. And the robots are racist. Isn't that hilarious? It's like, yes. Gundams. Every third podcast these days is about Gundams. I get it. iTunes has Gundams fever. And the only prescription is, well, the only cure is more Gundam podcasts. But I like that these guys don't talk about Gundams.
Me too. I like that.
And speaking of Gundams, by the way, did you hear Maddox started a new podcast where he it's about like Godzilla and he ripped off someone else's show?
I'll say this, like, it wouldn't surprise me if there were like 20 podcasts about Godzilla. It came out in like the 1960s. Like,
yeah,
everybody knows Godzilla. Maddox sucks, though. Like, we can just talk about how he sucks.
Yeah, I haven't listened to 1 minute of the Godzilla podcast. I've heard it's bad, but I can't even force myself to hate listen to it. I just care so little.
Yeah, it's like, there's this thing with like, how do I put this? It's like, there's a thing with lolcows where everybody wants everything that a lolcow does to be like the next big awesome thing. And it's like, a lot of what Max does is just like boring. Like, he's an actual boomer. It's just like, oh, okay, he wants to talk about Godzilla movies? All right. Sure.
It's not objectively a very interesting topic either.
No topic is interesting like hosts are interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, you know, a good host can make a bad. A good host can talk about anything and make it good. You know what I mean? Like 99 out of 100 podcasts where they were just answering random questions from Yahoo Answers, it'd be fucking terrible. But it's like the reason my brother and me is good is because the McElroys are all entertaining. You know what I mean? Maddox sucks. Like, he definitely sucks. He's like a piece of shit who sucks. But, you know, it's like, oh, okay, he's making a Godzilla podcast. All right. Another thing he's doing that I don't care about that no one else will either.
No one else will care about either.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, buddy. Yeah, you make your Godzilla podcast there, pal. Yeah, you have fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're all watching like a guy's career like sunset. And it's just like, sun's getting real low there, Maddox's career.
Like, yeah, I'm going to say sunset's pretty generous at that point. I don't know.
Sunsets are pretty and fuckable.
More like a street lamp flickering before it goes out.
Yeah.
No, I think you guys don't know what sunsetting means. When an elderly person is losing their faculties, they do something called sunsetting.
Which
is when they like walk into traffic, like they don't know their kids' names. That's what's happening. It's like we're just like watching. Like, it's like the nurse will be along any second to just like just turn out the lights. You know what I mean? And it's just like, what are you gonna do?
By the way, I really like your guys' dynamic. I was listening to your show, and you guys. Do have this dynamic where you can talk about anything and it just makes you laugh the way you guys bounce off each other.
Yes. It's called being entertaining. Something that guy doesn't know how to do.
It's like the only good podcasts are personality driven podcasts.
Well, I would say that's 100% the thing. Like Asterios was saying, it's really not about the topic.
No.
Like,
no,
I'm sure there's like a million Thought Cops style podcasts, but I like Thought Cops because of Kevin and Grant. Yeah, like they're entertaining guys.
Exactly. I fucking like those guys. It's like I've talked about this like a million times on other shows, but it's like the format and the topic isn't the star. Like,
yeah.
You can't copyright like a guy sitting at a desk interviewing celebrities, like doing topical jokes at the beginning and having a band. It's like that a talk show is like a format, but it's like you're not watching it because it's a talk show. You're watching it because it's Stephen Colbert. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're watching it because it's what's the name of that big British guy that we both hate?
James Corden.
James Corden. Yeah,
you're not watching it because it's James Corden.
You're not definitely not watching that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, exactly. Like, but I mean, our show, The Loudest Podcast, it's a lot of fun. Like, here's how I pitch it to people. I go, my co-host is insane. She's an insane woman. And she just writes, like we have a whiteboard here, and I'm just going to read some of the topics that she has for this week's show. I see Japanese The Bachelor. She's written down the phrase bullshit tax. She's written down the words free chickens. And then what's that? Discord social media audition?
Yes, that's correct.
And it's just like, so the thing I really like about The Loudest Podcast is it's just like, it's whatever an insane woman wants to talk about this week. And I just kind of act as the audience where I'm like, why are you so passionate about the Japanese version of The Bachelor? And it's like, she'll tell you why she's so, like, she'll do 40 minutes on the Japanese The Bachelor.
It's so good. It's so better than the American one.
See, I've never seen it. Exactly. And it's just like, so I kind of feel like I'm really lucky in that, like, I get to introduce my insane co-host brilliance to everybody. And it's just like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Did you guys ever find out what a napkin is in Chinese?
That's a good question.
I did not.
Also, I have a better question, if you want, I can ask it.
Yeah, of course.
We'd love a better question. That question sucked.
Any question sucks, that one, really.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so this is kind of an open-ended question, but I mean, we're all podcasters here. Do you have any tips for, like, some other podcaster that might be listening to this, and they're kind of in that kind of gray area where it's not that entertaining? What's, like, a good tip to upgrade your show in terms of quality?
Well, the first thing that every podcast on earth can do to upgrade their quality is to buy a microphone.
Yes.
Like, I know that you guys record on Discord, and listen, I'm not here to rip on Discord, but you must agree that the majority of podcasts that record on Discord sound like fucking garbage.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're on $200 mics for a reason. The sound quality does matter.
Yeah, you don't even need a $200 mic. Go on Amazon, get a Blue Yeti. What are they, $50?
You can get a used Blue Yeti for $50. You can get, I recommend getting SM58s, which are very durable, and you can get them used and they keep their value. Like, the nice thing about, like, picking up a couple of Shure SM58s is that if you decide the podcasting is for you, you can sell them and make most of your money back.
Right. That's a great tip. And then other than the microphone quality, which will improve your show tenfold, whoever's listening to this, do not be afraid to cut out dead air.
Like, oh, yeah.
Dead air is not a bad thing, I don't think. But when you're sitting and you're listening to a podcast, like, 5 seconds of dead air is not a lot of time. But when you're sitting there and there's just a space where you as the listener know that there is supposed to be words and there's not, it sounds fucking awful.
Yeah, it sounds more awkward than it usually is. And a lot of those pauses are due to, you know, the fact that you're on Discord and people are on different time zones. So just something that I personally recommend is using noise reduction silence reduction in Audacity. You can like tell it to just cut out all the sounds. Interestingly, the podcast app that I listen to podcasts on, it's called Overcast for the iPhone. It has a little automatic silence reducer function because so many podcasts know to cut out the dead air that the app had to do it for them.
Oh my God. Okay. First of all, hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. Yeah. No, if you take away absolutely nothing else from any like podcasting guide you listen to, just please mix the channels together and then just listen to it once. It takes like 1 hour in Audacity and cut out the dead air. It will improve your podcast exponentially.
Now, what if somebody's not funny? What would you tell them, like, one secret to make them funny?
Find someone who is funny and then just do a show with them. And then you can just be the straight man and go like, hey, whoa, what are you doing over there? Hey, I can't believe you're doing that. It's just like, it's real easy. Funny what? People, you can, it's like, you probably have a funny friend. Just find them and have them do the work. That's what I do. It's really great. It's great. The Loudest Podcast. I don't have to do shit. I just have to react to an insane person's ramblings.
Were either of you guys the first to do something?
Ooh, that's a very good question. Thank you.
Give me more. First to what do you mean?
To juxtapose my previous question, which was shitty.
Oh, I know. So I actually know something that Sriracha is the first to do.
What?
She's the first to wait. Can I mention that video game record you broke, or will that dox you?
That's more of a colloquial joke I make. I'm not officially that.
I thought you were that for like 5 years.
Oh, serious? That's just a joke I've been making.
Okay, let me tell you. Back when Sriracha and I first started talking, she told me I hold the world record for the high score in this video game called Honey Pop, which is this game where you like have to pop bubbles and it makes girls like
you. I know the game.
Honeycam Studio.
What's the
Honeycam Studio is the one that we played.
Oh.
It's the one where it's like the resource management simulator.
Honey Pop was fun.
Yeah, Honey Pop's funnier though. I knew it was Honey Pop Studio, but I wanted to tell a better story.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So you just want to make something up since it's funnier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, also, I don't want people tracking down. There's a million reasons I said Honey Pop.
Okay.
One, it's funnier. Now we get to talk about Honey Pop. Two, I don't want people like finding this old record that you had. So I thought I'd change the game.
Okay.
It's very smart. Right.
You're welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
Asterios, there was something that I wanted to ask you, or just if any wisdom that you have, because you seem like a lifelong learner.
Right. I am very stupid, and I'm constantly learning the dumb things I'm
don't
doing.
You just really insulted Asterios, Joe. That was kind of
sorry. I didn't mean to insult. No, but I mean it as a compliment, because
you're saying he's dumb as a compliment?
No. What I meant was you strike me as the kind of person that is always learning something new, or like you just seem well informed, like you know a lot about a lot of different things. I don't know. So I was just am I in the ballpark?
Just get to your question. Well, just tired of being insulted. I didn't come here for this.
Jesus Christ. Do you have any words of wisdom for how to, you know,
do you have an actual question, Joe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Remember when I told you that these guys were good at hosting and like doing their research and like asking questions? I'm sorry. That was a lie.
This is all Joe. Don't lump me in with that. No, that's all Joe's questions. Go ahead, Joe.
I was just saying that you seem like the kind of person who is, you know, valuing in, you know, knowledge. And
let me spin your straw into gold.
Please.
Here's some good advice if you're just looking for general advice, because I am old. Yeah. I'm a boomer. And interestingly, so what I've done is I've given out my phone number. Anybody can text me at any time at 347-705-7617. You can call that number right now and you will hear my telephone ring. I'm holding
what my was that number
ring.
Again?
347-705-7617. And I think I'm like the only adult that a lot of people know. So I get a lot of texts from college kids who are like, what do I do? I'm so sad all the time. I poo-pooed my diaper.
We're listening to your podcast at the orphanage again.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the only adult that I know.
Okay, someone's calling me from Anaheim, California. Hello? Wait, hello, you're on the air. Okay, hold on. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hey, it's me, Joe.
Yeah, told you. Yeah. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm going to kiss the phone. Mwah. You guys are great.
All right. Let's go doing a podcast.
Now I'm going to hang up on you. So all these kids are always like, I'm sad. I don't want to be less sad. And I just tell them, like, the number one thing you can do is fix your sleep, because I go, like, let me guess, you're up until like 4 in the morning every morning looking at Reddit. And they're like, yes. And I go, okay. Just make it your job to get to sleep every night at midnight. Put your phone in the other room. Give your phone to your mom. Do something. Like, for a month, you can eat like shit. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to study. Like, you don't have to go out. the only thing you have to do to improve your life this month is you have to fix your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
If you can fix your sleep, you can fix your life. That's what I tell these kids. So I guess if I had one bit of old man boomer advice, it would be that. Because it's like your brain is like your operating system. And like garbage in, garbage out. Like you can't run a good, you can't run processes on bad code. It's like, if you're not getting sleep, your brain fills with these things called plaques. And like, it really can fuck up your brain to like not get a good amount of sleep. Like when you sleep, it detoxifies these, like, I know I sound like Cernovich right now, but like if you Google this, all this stuff is true. Like when you sleep, it like detoxifies like these negative components in your brain, and people find the same refreshing ability in sleep as they do. What is it? If you don't sleep, your brain gets full of garbage, and it's the same kind of garbage they find in Alzheimer's patients. That's what I'm trying to say. So like, you know, you get sleep, you fix your brain, you fix your life.
I also heard that your brain eats itself when you don't get enough sleep.
That sounds right.
What the fuck?
That definitely sounds correct.
That sounds absolutely incorrect, but I don't have any like knowledge to back up a rebuttal. So
no, why the hell do you think that in Guantanamo Bay we make those people not sleep? Like every time they fall asleep, they splash water, and like sleep deprivation is a form of torture because it's like very effective at making that person crazy, suggestible, and like then they'll tell you where the bomb is or whatever.
Well, we do it voluntarily to ourselves. Because we love eBay and Reddit.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that crazy? Oh, 1984. Oh, they'll put a camera in all of our living rooms. Here, George Orwell. Yeah, he never predicted that we'd be the ones to put them there so we could play Beat Saber.
Yeah. Food for thought.
We truly do live in a society.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow.
By the way, just to revisit the terrible cooking segment, I wanted to tell a story that Lars has heard this multiple times.
Okay, we've told this story like 18 times on the podcast now, Joe.
Okay.
Joe's mom used to make something called meat, where she would put ground beef in a tray and put it in the oven.
Yeah.
End of story.
That was it.
That sounds normal so far.
That's it, though. Like, that's...
Well, sometimes she would throw ketchup on that. There. Just, it was not meatloaf, just no, meat directly onto beef? The tray.
That sounds fucking great. The spaghetti is the worst part of spaghetti and meatballs. I'll just eat the meatballs.
Wait, and then she would just serve you a tray of meat?
Yep.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
That's it. All right, moving on.
That sounds delicious. Are you kidding me? Wait, would you eat it with anything else? Would you eat it with like a flatbread or
no
like
seasoning? Whatever?
No. No, just meat.
Just meat.
Okay. I'm not kidding. This sounds really good.
You're weird.
Because the spaghetti is just empty carbs. You know what I mean?
But meatballs have, like, egg in them to, you know, and, like, seasonings.
Meatballs do have binding agents, yes.
They do have stuff.
Yeah, this sounds like a Jordan, from the Jordan Peterson carnivore diet recipe book. Like, oh, you don't need the eggs or the salt. Just put the meat into the oven and then eat it with your hands.
Didn't his, like, really attractive daughter get in trouble for, like, a carnivore diet scam or something?
Ooh.
I saw that his daughter... Did his daughter write that book? Because I remember book came out of Jordan Peterson and Jordan Peterson's daughter in, like, their swimsuits talking about how they cured their fucking depression by just eating meat. Meat, butter, and then he says salt. Like it's its own food group. So I am thinking he's just eating spoonfuls of salt, which I have done on keto.
I'm sorry, what?
No, here's the quote from her Instagram. It's the hashtag lion diet, beef, salt, water.
Beef, salt, and water, yes. A book came out, and I can't remember if that was actually written by her or written by somebody posing as her to, like, own the libs or something. But, no, it's a very, very, very psychosexual thing going on there.
I know. He keeps retweeting pictures of his daughter in, like, this hot, like, blue bikini. And he's like, yeah. Look at how great this diet is working on my daughter. She's a lot more fuckable now.
Yeah, some real, like,
oh, God.
Freudian shit going on.
Wait, you can do a Jordan Peterson impression.
I know I can't.
My daughter is much more fuckable now, and my daughter's in Frank's house and Jim's house.
I used to have brain cancer. Then I ate a stick of butter rolled in raw salmon.
Were you guys there for the week where they had that Jordan Peterson voice simulator online? That was like called Not Jordan Peterson.
Deep fakes. Yes. Yeah. I remember that.
Oh my God. That's great.
The only reason I remember that is because somebody deep faked a video of him singing My Humps or something. And I thought it was the funniest.
My thing. Humps, my humps. My daughter's lovely lady lumps. Ooh. Check them out. They're made with beef and salt.
And salt.
Yucky.
Look, I do want to say this, just jumping back for a second. If all I ate all day was red meat and butter with salt, that would also cure my depression. Like, I would feel like, that'd be like, this is so much fun. All I'm doing all day is eating steak. I love steak so much.
Yeah. Steak. Steak is different than just beef, just like ground beef with nothing on it.
Was he just eating hunks of raw ground beef? Because that sounds sad.
He said red meat. Steak is red meat, and so is hamburger.
Yeah, I would love to eat steak all day. I agree with you there. Yeah,
exactly.
That would be perfect.
You eat steak all day, that'll cure your depression. It definitely won't cure your cholesterol.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ron Swanson, enjoy living to the ripe old age of 31.
Hey, yeah. Ron Swanson's dating Karen from Will and Grace. That's not bad.
I guess.
She's very funny.
If you eat nothing but steak all day, Lars, you're not going to have those nice poops anymore. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, that's true. You will.
Ron Swanson married Xena, the warrior princess, on Parks and Rec, Joe.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it. I assume that's correct.
You haven't watched fucking Parks and Recreation?
I have.
Look, in fiction, he marries Xena, warrior princess. In reality, he marries Megan Mullally. No matter how you slice it, Ron Swanson's doing all right. And no matter how you slice steak, it's delicious.
Exactly.
I want all the bacon.
I'll eat that all day. Wait, Sriracha, just a second ago, you said that when you were on the keto diet, you had to eat a spoonful of salt?
Yes, because keto, you get this thing very early in keto called the keto fog, which is just basically your body having a temper tantrum for carbs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that helps that is, I should you not just like eating a tablespoon of salt, because it redoes your electrolytes or something like that. I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist, but it does help.
Isn't that bad for you?
Is it bad? Is eating nothing but beef bad for you? Yes. Is McDonald's bad for you? Yes. Will hot dogs inevitably kill you? Yes.
Okay. You know, bologna is nothing but a hot dog pancake.
Oh my God, he's right.
Oh my God, he is right.
I really dislike the fact that that's correct, but that is correct.
Anyway,
do you have anything to add to that, or was that just a little observation?
Just a little observation
in and of itself.
I know that Asterios and Sriracha have to go pretty soon.
No. We're gonna need more. You don't have enough material yet. We're gonna need one or two more solid bits here.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I have a question. So, is Boomer versus Zoomer back on?
Let me see. Last I talked to Mumkey, I texted him. I was like, I want to do a Boomer vs. Zoomer Christmas special, because he was like, I want to do monthly shows. And I was like, I can't do monthly shows. My day job's too crazy, but I want to do a Boomer vs. Zoomer Christmas special. And he was like, yes. And then I sent him some dates and I haven't heard from him. I sent him a couple of days in December. So I hopefully he texts me back and we can do it.
Oh, so you're going to do like seasonal holiday stuff.
The thing I pitched him, I was like, I want to do like reunion specials, because it's like my day job is insane. Like, I come home every day like exhausted. So, like, I don't know that I can do like too much comedy stuff right now. But I was like, but I'd love to kind of do fun reunion specials.
Mm-hmm. Joe, Mumkey Jones is Simeon Jimmy, if you don't know who that is.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, just making sure.
Are you guys out of questions for us?
No, we got more.
If you are, it's okay, because we can write some questions for you right now if you need. Wait, hold on. Sriracha's got something.
I have a question for you, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you rather only drink water for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Or you can drink whatever you want, but it has a little bit of pee in it.
That's a great question.
Water 100%.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But you know, what about like sterile. Beer or whiskey or whatever? Or okay, like Slurpees?
Well, if anything for me, it would be coffee, but I'm okay just drinking water and it doesn't have any pee in it.
No, the water has no pee in it.
Well, that's kind of probably promoting healthy habits in me, so I should probably take that choice.
But the interesting thing in these examples is like, how is it enforced? If I go to grab a cup of coffee, will it just...
You will instantly die if it is... Oh. Or no, you live in a fantasy world where no matter... Like, it's like an infection. You know how mm-hmm. they say, like, everything you eat has a little bit of mercury in it?
Yeah.
It's like that. Everything you drink has a little bit of pee-pee in it.
Well, give me some logistics here. Okay, so number one, what's the ratio here?
It's just a drop. It's
just
like
a drop or two of pee.
But it's
can I taste it?
No.
Oh, well, then who gives a shit at that point?
But you
that's
know
fine.
It's there.
But it's
that's
there. You're
the
drinking pee. And by the way, it's not just anybody's pee. It's your ex-girlfriend who broke your heart's pee.
Even better.
Why is that better?
No, actually, wait. That does make it better.
Okay. Here, let me.
I'm kind of into that now.
It's.
I just found out. I just discovered that.
Why is
no
that better?
Idea. You're literally wow.
It's, Joe, it's hot.
All that's right. Pretty hot, actually. Because it's like, hey, you left me, you dumped me. Well, guess what I'm going to do? Dump your pee into my mouth.
Drink your pee. All right. It's pee. There's three drops of pee, but it's not like clear pee. It's like you ever pee after a night of drinking and it's like orange.
It's dehydrated pee. Obviously it's dehydrated pee.
Way now, too much urea.
Now I think that it's think it's kind of like, you know, the Midas touch. I think it's like the pee-pee touch. Like the okay. moment you pick up the cup of coffee, like just a little bit of pee gets in there. Just yes. a little bit of pee.
So,
exactly.
So just to clarify 100%, you can't taste it?
Okay. See, listen, when you say, can you taste it? It depends on the volume of the beverage that you're consuming. The pee is not a ratio. If you drink a Dixie cup of mouthwash, yeah, you're going to taste the piss. But if you drink a can of soda, likely not. But then there's also the psychological aspect. You know that the pee is there, so will that influence your taste?
No. I don't care about the psychological thing. Also... Okay, so you just go to 7-Eleven or whatever, and you get those like gigantic-ass like super mugs that they have for sale, and just drink everything in large quantities at that point.
Yeah, get a Yeti mug, get one of those Camelback backpacks. But here's the other thing, though. Everybody knows you're the guy that's drinking pee, like you're the pee-pee guy.
Everybody knows, like.
Well, I mean, yes, you have a magic power. Like everything you touch turns to pee. It's why you can't get hired as a bartender anywhere.
Oh.
Unless you open up a place called Old Yellows, and it's like perverts go there now because every drink you make has a little bit of pee in it.
So this would be a lucrative business venture at that point.
That's what I'm saying. You're like Tom Cruise from Cocktail, only it's like Cocktail and then in parentheses, but with pee and parentheses.
Call it water sports.
What would be your pee-related superpower?
What?
What would be your guys' pee-related superpower?
What is this question?
I want enough pee to spell out whatever I want at all times. Okay. Like, that's what I want. Because idea. Like often, like, oh, I spell my name into snow. Well, when your name's Asterios Kokonos, it takes a long time. Yeah. And it's like, now I got to go back and I got to drink more water and all that shit. It's like, when I go, I want to be able to go.
Yeah.
I guess my pee-related superpower, we are really scraping the barrel, aren't we?
I know. I told you these guys. I have some other would you rathers here. I went to wouldyourather.com.
These are all Joe's questions. I just want to.
This is a good question.
I want to distance myself from Joe.
I went to wouldyourather.com.
Wait, no, I have a pee-related superpower. What to talk about?
All right, what's your pee-related superpower? Okay.
I want to never get a UTI again.
That would be nice for you.
Urinary tract infection.
Is that pee related?
Oh,
it's the most pee related.
Yes.
Okay.
A urinary tract infection is when your urethra gets infected with bacteria, and it is more painful than breaking both of your femurs and having childbirth at the same time.
Mm. I understand that. I guess it's pee related because it's.
Then how do you think that's not pee related?
Because when you pee pee, it burns. Well, yeah, you're. Urinary tract has the word urine in it. True. You know what urine's another word for? Wizzin. Do you know what wizzin's another word for?
Pee-pee.
Pee-pee. Another word for it is, by the way, I call it bad lemonade.
Yeah, that's I wouldn't want to drink
pee-pee.
It.
Because when I was a kid, I'd go, Mommy, I made bad lemonade.
Oh, jeez.
And then my mom would be like, you're home from college. Like, should we have put you up in a hotel? You'd be like, I made an oopsie doopsie, Mommy.
In my pants.
My mom would be like, is this a sex thing? I hate this. And that's why I don't talk to my mom anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got another would you rather here. Okay.
Wait, Joe, did you want me to give an answer?
Yeah, Lars didn't answer.
Okay, so how about the ability to not have to?
That's what I was going to say.
But then you're missing out on that fun rush of like a big pee.
Well, yeah, you still can. Feels good. You just don't have to.
Oh.
Dude, that's great.
It's like a, oh, I like that. You can choose not
Ooh.
To pee.
You're like, I want
Ooh,
to erase
that's
this
the
one.
Best one.
Yeah, I want to take a pass.
That would come in handy. That would come. Yeah. That's like having immediate access to a toilet, a little baby toilet in your peenor. That like you can flick off. Here's what I want. But in order to turn off the ability to pee, you have to put your hand down your pants and you have to like tug on your dick the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's a signal to your body like, turn it off. I like that.
Why are you adding stipulations to this?
Just because I think it makes it more fun.
This is a hypothetical question. You can add whatever stipulation you want.
I guess if you want to put your hand down on your cock in public to stop yourself.
Why wouldn't you?
There has to be a price. It's what like Dr. Strange always says. Everything has a price.
And that price is a couple of drops of pee.
A couple of drops of pee in your shit. Because here's the thing. Getting a shot of whiskey, that's 10%. That's 10% Karen's pee.
Oh God, yeah, you're definitely gonna taste the piss in that.
Yeah, but
you gotta get that 7-Eleven gallon thing for the whiskey from now on.
Exactly, and that's how you become an alcoholic.
Yep,
that's why maybe you should only drink water every day.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's a better answer.
I'm a mysterious coconut. The internet's dead. Alcoholism's bad. Sucks. Alcoholism sucks. And if you have a drinking problem, I have a real simple solution for you. Stop drinking. I'm Asterios Kokonos. I'm a hero. Well done. Internet hero. Okay. Would you rather have all your clothes fit perfectly or have the most comfortable pillow, blankets, and sheets in existence?
Most comfortable
pillow,
sheets.
And pillow, yeah.
I'm picking the clothes.
I am picking the clothes too. I knew these guys would pick the pillow. I knew it. They don't.
Because
well,
we're correct,
tell,
and
I
you're
can
wrong.
Hear they don't dress well. I can hear they take no pride in their appearance. Well, it sounds like one of them is wearing a big, roomy Ghostbusters 2 T-shirt and cargo jorts. Like
Lars.
They're podcasters.
That's Lars.
Yeah, but you and I, we're fashionistas. Like we gotta look good.
Serious? Like you and I, or are you talking to Sriracha?
Talking to Sriracha. Sorry, you also sound like you don't dress great. You sound like you wear a lot of plaid.
Mm-mm. No, I
see. He just went.
I mean,
see, Asterios. No. When you make an assumption, it just makes an ass out of you and me. Joe and I are pretty fashionable.
When you make an assumption, you assess the situation and have the gumption to call it out.
Well,
except when you're wrong.
I don't know.
Joe has a fashion corner on this podcast.
Oh yeah, should we?
Yeah, I'm gonna nut. I'm gonna never abandon you. I'm going to understand this podcast and the host as people, and I'm going to treat you all with respect and dignity. I'm going to nut all over this podcast.
Yikes.
Should we do a segment on Joe's Fashion Corner?
Yeah. No. How does this guy dress? Tell me. Tell me his secrets.
Well, normally I wear like jeans and a t-shirt, but sometimes I try something.
No shit, Sherlock. What do you think I just said? You sound like you dress like crap. All right. Now tell me the other. Now, how does the other guy dress?
Okay. Joe's worst fashion moment on the podcast so far has been overalls and a cutoff t-shirt together.
You know, that's great if you're like a 21-year-old fashion model. It sounds real sexy.
When you say cut-off t-shirt, you mean like the sleeves are cut off, right?
No, I mean like exposing the midriff.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, let's rehash this, Joe. Let's talk about it again.
That sounds like an incredibly sexy outfit on a...
A woman?
19-year-old Instagram model.
I said 21. Yeah.
Not appropriate said, for a 27-year-old man.
Remember, you, 6 seconds ago, I said, that sounds like a very hot outfit on a 21-year-old fashion model.
I'm sorry, I'm very
sorry. Yeah, you guys came to the same conclusion.
I don't know what I was right. thinking.
That's okay. All right. Okay, Joe, how does Lars dress?
You know, he wears like a bright orange aeronautical jacket.
No, I don't. What okay. the fuck?
That actually sounds pretty cool. He sounds like Akira. I like this guy.
None of-
Hey, what do you think of Kaneda? I hear that guy sucks.
Wait, what?
I hear Kaneda sucks.
Canada?
No, Kaneda. I'm just making hyper-specific Akira references. Hey, what do you think of that little girl and little boy in that hospital that look like old men? I hear they suck.
Oh, man, it's been like 18 years since I've seen that movie. I don't remember it at all. Sorry.
Good movie. You should watch it again.
It's been 18 years since anybody referenced Akira. I'm a boomer. It's okay.
It is a good movie from what I remember. But yeah, continue.
Okay. Look, you have clothes that fit perfectly all the time. You always look skinny and you always look good. I think you got to go for fitted clothes. You know, girls wear Spanx so you can fit into clothes. It would be like magic Spanx all the time.
They tell you you're supposed to be getting your clothes tailored. So I think that would also save you a lot of money.
Absolutely save you a lot of money. Like, and the most comfortable pillow, blankets, and sheets in existence. Yeah, I'm asleep most of that time. I can't even enjoy it.
Right, yeah.
But I'm awake all the time in my clothes. And they better be properly fitted.
So I feel like getting... Okay, so this is probably going to sound super, like, male-centric. So I'm sure it's different for women. But, like, as a guy, I don't feel like I struggle to find decently fitting clothes.
Yeah, you probably should. Why don't you put a little bit of struggle in?
I mean, you're not wearing... Okay, on a day-to-day basis, I'm guessing you're not wearing a suit, right? I've heard guys have very tough times finding suits that fit them and like accentuate the parts that you want to accentuate.
Yeah, I can't find any suits to because I have like this big situation downstairs in the pant region, and it's like a lot of times like my suits are too tight, and like so I go out on the dance floor and everybody's going like, whoa, is he from Bulgaria? And it's like
Bulgaria.
And it's like what I love to do is find suits that kind of leave a little bit to the imagination.
When are they going to make suit pants that accommodates my massive erection?
I know.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that a subtle, like, dick size brag earlier I just detected?
Oh, very subtle. Yeah, look.
That's what I call subtle.
If you read between the lines, the discerning listener might notice an Easter egg, which is... And there are several of them in my whole region.
In that conversation we just had about how large his penis is, if you really, really listen.
Yeah, it's there if you look for
some type of brag.
It's like I found a place to put, it's like I found the subtext inside the subtext. It's like subtext.
If you read between the lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, guys, I'm so sorry, but we have to go to bed. It is very, very late here. I apologize that we have to go, but you, listeners, should go and listen to our show, The Loudest Podcast. It's pretty much just this. I think you'll love it. It's you can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube, everywhere you'll find it. You'll love it. Sriracha, how would you promote our show?
Patreon.com/Asterios is the number one place for podcasts. Don't let anybody tell you different. That's how people find podcasts on Patreon.
That's exactly right.
If you go to patreon.com, just $2 a month, you get access to, what is it, like 9 years worth of bonus content?
3 years worth of bonus episodes. Like over, it's like close to 100 hours worth of bonus content.
A million hours of bonus episodes.
A ton of that stuff was produced, by the way, by Zwick.
Yes. Our producer, Zwick, who like literally we could not do anything like without.
Yeah, he's great.
And like if you want to hire him, he's an incredible editor and producer. You can email JP Zwick. That's JP as in Jurassic Park. Zwick, Z-W-I-C-K @gmail.com. He's amazing. And I'm not doing a very good job of getting him new clients. And
well, here, how about this? Mm-hmm. How about this?
I'm listening.
If they want to see Zwick on a bonus episode of the first podcast, they can go to patreon.com/T1podcast. Joe.
Patreon.com/T1podcast.
Zwick is very entertaining. I love that guy.
He is.
But you get a couple of drinks in him and he'll start showing you his dick tattoo.
Yeah, but he was on our podcast as a bonus guest host, as well as many others. You get bonus episodes of the first podcast if you subscribe to our Patreon. You get early releases of all the episodes. You get a special role in the Discord, a Patreon-only chat where we shit on the regular members of the the server, and more.
I'm not kidding about that dick tattoo, though, by the way. He does have... For some reason, he tattooed the word justice on his dick.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Stop trying to derail my Patreon chilling. Well, Patreon.com/T1podcast.
But this is how interesting this guy is, and you can only hear him on your Patreon.
Ah! I got it. Okay. You can join patrons like Asterios Kokonos and our two newest patrons as well, Pokebert and Joshua Does. Thanks for subscribing to our Patreon. Joe, if people wanted to wear the podcast, how can they do that?
Merch.t1podcast.com, where we have our skin for sale.
Hey, guys, are you going to cut out the parts of this show that weren't good?
Yeah. Oh, you mean all the parts where you guys talked? Yeah, we'll probably cut that up.
Thank God. What, this is sounds like they have... They're super editors over there. I love these guys.
Just edit it with a machine. AI learned. Andrew Yang warned us about this.
Yeah, Andrew Yang warned it. It'll put nice guys like Zwick out of business. These machines don't have tattoos on their dicks.
No, we love you guys. I always enjoy having you on the show, man. And thanks for coming on, Sarantia.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
Big fan of your guys' show. And,
you guys want to do it again in 6 months like last time?
Yes.
That'd be great.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for coming on.
And thanks, guys, for listening to the first podcast. This is Lars and Joe and Asterios and Sarantia signing off.
Thank you.
Snap the hamster's neck. Give it the old 1-2 twist-a-roo. I'm Sarantia.